Blog Talk Radio.
This one right here is definitely for the grown folks. All right, so put the kids to bed. We're the boys. With that being said, we done smoked all the smoke. We done drank all the drink. At the end of the night, what the fuck do you think? We done smoked all the smoke. Drank all the drink. At the end of the night, what the fuck do you think now?
Is we fucking?
Hell yeah, we fucking.
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 Feels so good. I'll put that on the hood. Feels so good.
From the jump, when you fucking with me, we could drink a little drink, we could smoke a little weed. The party just started and your body looking right, but now we're trying to fuck and I'ma get it by the night. But right now we chilling, so now you gotta pass. But when that blunt gone, was popping with that ass, passing up a pole, what I wanted, so drop it. I'm smashing that, you know, and I'm on it like I got it. Lights, camera, action is cracking. Yeah, I'm strapped up, light skinned, attractive, long hair with a fat butt. What? Baby, what it do? You can bring your friend, she can get it too. Really, it's not me, I'm just trying to fuck. You done smoke all the weed and drink my drink up. You a pretty little thing, so come and make me happy. Just answer one question, is we fucking?
Yeah, we done smoked all the smoke, we done drank all the drink. At the end of the night, what the fuck do you think? We done smoked all the smoke, drank all the drink. At the end of the night, what the fuck do you think now?
Is we fucking?
Hell yeah, we fucking.
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 Feels so good. I'll put that on the hood. Feels so good.
With your girl looking good, smelling right. Yeah, you got me drooling. Can you satisfy my appetite? Anytime, day or night. Dagger needs a lot of loving. Pay attention to me for a minute while I tell you something. I don't play them silly games. Smoking weed and getting paid. Y'all people guessing wrong. It's like a game of charades. Dagger's waiting, come and get it. And I'll show you why I'm abusive to the pussy. Cause I beat it up and tear it down slow. Need a shovel cause I dig deep. You hear a lot of noise. Cause she can't speak. Bed or the back seat. Yours, mine, doesn't matter. Want me up in it, then I'ma wrap my dick and throw it. Out of butt, I like to pull hair, slap, ass, and titty grab. Got a choke because she deep throat.
I ain't feeling bad.
This is what the dagger do. You can't hang, gotta go.
But I do, dagger.
Let's review the video.
We done smoked all the smoke. We done drank all the drink. At the end of the night, what the fuck do you think? We done smoked all the smoke. Drank all the drink. At the end of the night, what the fuck do you think now?
Is we fucking?
Hell yeah, we fucking.
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 Feels so good. I'll put that on the hood. Feels so good.
Mama got a thing going on like Mrs. Jones. Never bottoms couldn't cover that ass. I still see a thong. By all means, get your swing on. Watch you shaking in every angle. Gets no cash. I guess you want to tangle. The way you popping is ridiculous. Her face is a change, but the sex will be consensual. I'm a winner, not a cheat. Hood instead of flossy. We boogie at the club or hood walk at house parties. We post a girl, you and the homies. Anger ferocious. Could smoke a size you up or not while we talking. I hope you into different things. Pull your head, bend your spleen with a guillotine. West Moss, a penny dropper, right at there. Anything else is obsolete. Right at Mac and baby, it's all in my jeans. Don't be specking the ring because you gave a nigga some pussy. Bad guy, good with the magic stick. Motivation got you hot and by the way. And the folks say we skating. Process of elimination, seduction, intoxication. Jumping in the shade, begin the blazing. On our way to our fucking destination.
We done smoked all the smoke, we done drank all the drink. At the end of the night, what the fuck do you think? We done smoked all the smoke, drank all the drink. At the end of the night, what the fuck do you think now?
Is we fucking?
Hell yeah, we fucking.
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 Feels so good, I'll put that on the hood. Feels so good.
Now, I know these tired old eyes ain't seeing two able-bodied young men just lollygagging.
Can you, like, shut up?
Say what?
We're, like, waiting for this dude to, like, let us have his daughter's hand.
And I thought your generation had given up on being proper gentlemen. So So which one of you is fixing to win the hand of this little lady?
Right here.
Me.
Love triangle, huh? Well, I guess you two will have to tangle since you know she can't give her hand to both of you.
Yeah, but she's got two of them.
Jumping Jesus, son. A gal gives her hand to just one fella. Now let me give you boys a little tip. No one ever got anywhere just waiting around. When it comes to women, there's nothing wrong with being a little persistent. Damn it, boys, if you want that girl's hand, get off your keisters and go get it.
He's right, Beavis. We've waited long enough.
Her hand must be rested enough by now.
West side of the West Coast, Western Avenue. Nympho the Great, West Coast Wednesdays, Hump Nights. Hey, Dagger, where the flips at? Flip, 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 flip. Bang Out Radio. Hey, Dagger, hook me up with Queen V. Tell her I got a Bentley.
Oh, shit. What's cracking, y'all? West Coast Wednesdays, Hump Nights. Dagger calls Queen V. Queen, good?
Yeah, I'm all right.
Nah, it don't sound like it, but don't worry. I feel the same way. It's okay. But it's good to hear you, though. Huh? Besides that, but just all right. You're alive, still breathing, all that good stuff.
Yeah, all that good stuff. I'm about to pull up a jerk real quick after once we go on break.
Okay, well, lucky you. You at least have that much. But yes, it's good to be back here. Another West Coast Wednesdays, Hump Nights, pre-Valentine's Day. Ooh, yeah. There's no telling what we're going to get into tonight, y'all. But remember, if you want to call in, 661-621-7559, either chill in the queue or you press 1 to highlight us. And I want to shout out the boss lady herself, Topaz Ashe, as always, because without her, there is no Bang Out Radio, no West Coast Wednesdays, Hump Nights, no Fuck You Fridays, no Slap Sundays, no Triple M Show on Mondays. So thank you, boss lady, for allowing us to do what we got to do. And just trying to bring some good quality music and some reality radio to people. Excuse me. Also, shout-outs to all independent artists. Been getting a lot of new music from my co-hosts. So y'all been hitting up my co-hosts. And people sending me directly still music. Like I said, keep doing what y'all are doing. Keep sending in music. So we always got some new shit in rotation for y'all, as well as some classics as well. So remember, you can send it to me, dagger.bangoutradio@gmail.com, or you can send it to Queen V.
QueenVVEE1991@gmail.com.
All right, there y'all go. So either way, send in your music. Ladies, if you want to get on Dagger's Beauty of the Week, if you want to set up interviews, producers, directors, whatever. If you want to holler at us, that's how you get at us over here on Bang Out Radio, all right? And then, of course, last but not least, just anybody out there running their mouth and spreading word about the show. Because, again, I don't know what y'all doing and what kind of numbers y'all out there, right? Or who y'all are talking to, but y'all is running y'all mouths because the numbers keep climbing. So I want that to keep happening. It lets me know I'm doing something right, even though I'm fucking up on my end, though. But again, y'all been knowing this from jump about me, so it's okay. Like I said, this is reality radio, but thank you for the support. Like I said, that's all I ask y'all to do is talk about the show, support the show. When you see it, when you see the link, like it, share it, whatever. If you get it in the email, forward it to somebody else. If you get the text messages, you know, forward the text. That's all I ask y'all to do is just spread word about the show. All right? And, yeah, so there's the intros. We're going to get into some brand new music this week. Like I said, straight out the gate. It is pre-Valentine's Day here on West Coast Wednesday, something nice. But, I'm a little jaded about that, but like I said, I don't know what we're going to talk about or where this night may go, but as you know, we're going to find out all together, all right? So, again, if you want to call in, 661-621-755, wait, did I say that all fast? 661-621-7559. Again, you can either just chill in the queue and just listen, or if you want to holler at us and get in on the conversation, press 1. We'll be right back. West Coast Wednesday, something nice. Dagger, Queen V, Bang Out Radio, Reality Radio.
You ain't never had a night like this. Me and you, night like this. We in a city with the bright lights. This time around, you found the right guy. Tonight, life changes. Anita Baker in the background, saying it. Old school playlist for the 30 plus ages. And don't ask me what my age is. Know that I'm old enough. to show you a good time and show you stuff you've never been shown, so soak it up. Come take a load off before I get a load off. But all I can hold off, don't yet take your clothes off. Tonight we riding in the city, bright lights and moonlight, and the mood's right, and you and I is doing like this. Romantic gathering with only you invited. Hey, tonight life changes. This is bright lights, ain't it? I know I'm not quite famous, but tonight it's like Vegas, cause we gon' roll the dice. For the ice and champagne, campaign's over tight. Don't front, girl, you know it's nice. Let's keep going, I'm trying to be in you like Posey, guys. Close your eyes, follow behind me. Tonight we moving in slow-mo like Tai Chi. It's a dream come true, you and I. We opposites with a track like ebony and ivory. And I'm staring at the silhouette behind the candlelight while the dinner set. Mention sex to gauge the interest. And if you pass, I'ma intercept. In a sec, we hit in a fireplace. In your interest, I'ma live to a higher place. Cause right now, this is the time of place for me to rub your back while you lie in place. I embrace the invite, and every turn invite you to embrace the fact that I embrace it. Just playing. Don't be scared, it's okay to lose your fear like you misplaced it. Tonight life changes. This is bright lights, ain't it? I know I'm not quite famous, but tonight it's like Vegas, cause we gon' roll the dice. For the ice and champagne, campaign's over tight. Don't front, girl, you know it's nice. Let's get ghost, I'm trying to be in you like Posey, guys.
And it's Chris Leslie on the beat.
Whoop. Yeah.
They call me Young Tracy, only one ear, she cakey. I hit her from the back and I destroy her like she Haiti. Goddamn, you working, baby, get her wet. Not the Navy, never act like I'm committed, so she never can replace me. Long D and she hopping on. Ballerina spinning on. Cheerleader, bring it on. Rated girl, bring a thong, take it off. Leave it on, pretty face, but she blonde. Asian girl, love me long. Love me long time. Stick her like a pork pine, I can get a D right. Honey, hoes the cosign. Work it like a showgirl. Baby, well, it's showtime. Show me yours, give you mine. Hit it through the go line. Once I hit it right, you never gonna escape me, baby. I know what you like. Them panties is gonna ignite. Let me hit it in the light. I'm your center for tonight. And she got a candy apple bottom. I just wanna bite. Oh, bitches get flipped like a fingerboard. I get up in it, stretch it out like in a stitch of cord. Stretch it out, stretch it out. Extension cord. Work it out, stretch it out. Extension cord. Bitches get flipped like a fingerboard. I get up in it, stretch it out like in a stitch of cord. Stretch it out, stretch it out. Extension cord. Work it out, stretch it out. Extension cord. Give her extra cock, cause your nigga extra cocky. Beat it up like I'm Rocky. Kill a pussy like a Nazi. Bust it open, autopsy. Toe touch on top me. Now that you fuck with me, tell your girl to fuck the posse. Tell you what I'm gonna do. Tell me what you don't like. Bronze balls, gold pipe. Wake her up, Snow White. Sleeping Beauty bone right. Right now, on site. Don't care what them haters say. I be on my own height. Pipe down, girl, you screaming too loud. We shoot a movie, big screen for the crowd. Put you on the team, you a player now. But if she do too much, I'ma sit her down. Baby got a long tongue, show that shit to own. 1,000 hoes on me, and I bet you own none. Wake up in the bed with her, don't know where she came from. From another time, your behind is looking A1. Ooh. Bitches get flipped like a fingerboard. I get up in it, stretch it out like an extension cord. Stretch it out, stretch it out. Extension cord. Work it out, stretch it out. Extension cord. Bitches get flipped like a fingerboard. I get up in it, stretch it out like an extension cord. Stretch it out, stretch it out. Extension cord. Work it out, stretch it out. Extension cord. Stretch it out, stretch it out. Work it out, work it out, work it out. Stretch it out, stretch it out, stretch it out. Work it out, work it out, work it out. Stretch it out. Come over, Red Rover. Red Bone, come closer. Red Rover, come over. Red Bone, come close. Bitches get flipped like a fingerboard. I get up in it, stretch it out like an extension cord. Stretch it out, stretch it out. Extension cord. Work it out, stretch it out. Extension cord.
Bitches get flipped like a fingerboard. I get up in it, shut shit out like an extension cord. Shut shit out, shut shit out. Extension cord. Work it out, shut shit out. Extension cord.
Jump into things real quick, at least for a little while. I don't know. Again, this internet around here, man, has been kicking my ass around here, ladies, but it's already been a messed up day, so it's okay. Queen.
Sorry.
Nah. No, it's okay. We just got to jump in here real quick while I try to get things at least scheduled on my end. But thanks a lot, though, at least, because like I said, some of these people are the people that you've been sending me and everything. Motherfuckers be knocking out there, man. Fucking with the queen. Like, but
no, the first song you played, The Campaign, actually I know the producer of that beat, so he was like, right before the show here, he hit me up on Twitter and was like, hey Queen, I just sent you some music. He's like I know I'm running late, but I just sent you. I was like, all right, I got you. So I'm glad that you played it for him. I let him know that, you know, that it was on.
No, of course. It will be a rotation. It will stay in rotation. But, oh, man. But, I don't know, Queen. Anything on your mind this week? Anything? What's going on through your head right about now? Because, like I said, mine's crazy. I'm not trying to be negative yet. I'll at least wait till the second hour before I start being negative.
I've been all right. I mean, I'm just, if it ain't one thing, it's another around here. But, you know, I try to stay a little bit positive. I'm excited. I don't know. I'm excited for Vegas.
Yeah.
You guys are not being Vegas next week. I don't know what you guys are doing. I'm sorry. I'm really excited for this trip.
And again, for those that don't know, again, yes, it is going down February 22nd, next Friday, going down in Vegas, the XMB first anniversary inked up party, models, clothing lines. What else is going to be there? Photography, videography, radio stations, independent artists, performances. Of course, the Witted Gang is going to be in the building. And like I said, if you want to meet the Dagger, or you know some of y'all out there bang out Radio Land or wondering who the fuck I am, whatever, and ain't see me, let alone see me perform, that's where I'm gonna be at over there too. All right, and I can still get you on the list if you need to get up in there, because they are not selling tickets at the door. And if you don't got your tickets already, or if you don't know nobody that's up in that motherfucker, yeah, you just may be asked out. All right, but y'all, I don't got all the information in front of me. When I do, I'll make sure y'all get the address and everything like that. But yeah, it is going down next Friday. Damn, it got here kind of quick, though, didn't it? You think it should be long gone? Like, okay, that shit's going to be popping in a couple of months and everything. And that shit is next week. Like, damn. Like,
that's exactly what I was just sitting here thinking. Like, damn, that is next week, bro. But like I said, I'm getting everything together. I'm trying to get my nice little fit together, trying to work that out and get everything else I need to get.
And it is an all black affair, everybody. All black everything. So try to come out there. Of course, you know, I'm going to be in all black, but you're going to see the gold Laker jersey underneath. Trust, because we come out there Lakered up, so y'all know where we at, where we from. So, but it's going to be all black on top of that. So they'll be pointing at me like, that nigga don't got on black. Yeah, I do, but my Laker jersey shines through as well. I just couldn't go get a black jersey in time. So y'all lucky. That's all that was. Oh, man. But yeah, shit. And then, damn, Valentine's Day, man. I don't know. I'm always up in the air when this day comes around. I mean, I just don't. I guess I'm more of one of those people that's like, you know, you shouldn't take one day to show somebody how special they are. You know what I mean? Or It's just one
True.
Day. You know what I mean? It's like if you're actually with somebody, if you actually care about somebody or whatever, then you're supposed to be able to feel that way every day, all day, you know. And so to me, Valentine's Day is an excuse, and it's an excuse for a lot of things. But, I mean, it just seems like it's an excuse to me. That's just my opinion overall. What do you think about Valentine's Day, Queen?
I mean, personally, because my Valentine's Day is as long as I can ever remember has always been my mama. My mama is the only person who has ever went to the store and been like, oh, my daughter wants flowers and shit like that. So Valentine's Day for me, like, it doesn't really, it excites me, but at the end of the day, it's kind of like, you know, whatever, because I don't ever end up with a Valentine. I always end up by myself at home chilling, or, you know, like, something stupid happens with me and my dude or something like that. Like, it's always something stupid cracking off on Valentine's Day. So I end up just being in the house by myself, watching movies, and, like, in my bed, like, oh, fuck this day.
Just fuck it out, yeah. I don't know. Valentine's Day for me has always been, like, it's been a roller coaster, man, because it's like, I don't know. It's funny because way back in the day, like, in when I was in full, like, don't-give-a-fuck mode and everything like that, Valentine's Day was kind of fun, but it was expensive because, you know, when you're in player mode and you got all kind of people and everything like that, then it's like when Valentine's Day come around, everybody's like, oh, where we going? What you want to do this, that? And see, me, I used to be try to be the smooth one. You know, you start off, like, really early or, like, really late the night before, like, night before Valentine's Day. Like the night before, it's like, okay, well, I'll chill with this one the night before, so then we wake up, it'll be Valentine's Day. Then, but get done with that early, maybe about 9 or so, so I can go to breakfast over here for Valentine's Day. Then a movie over here, maybe, you know, mid-afternoon or whatever for Valentine's Day. Like, I would really, like, over-super-extend myself. I'm not saying it's a positive thing. Like I said, don't get me wrong. This is, like I said, when Dagger was really in I-don't-give-a-fuck type mode. But it's also very expensive at the same time. So it's like, but that's just on that end. I mean, it could be real expensive trying to get something for one person. And then where does Valentine's Day automatically determine that you get a gift? You know, it's just, it's all kind of questions I have about Valentine's Day. That's part of the downplay too. It's like, okay, well, if you want to play it that way, Valentine's Day is coming. Oh, I just know I'm getting something. I'm getting dead, you know what I mean? Or I'm gonna get taken out somewhere. And niggas is the same way too. Whatever. I know I'm gonna get some pussy. Or I know this. You know what I mean? It'd be the same way on both ends. And then it'd be crazy when, like, one person gets something and somebody else didn't, because it's like, especially more so for women, because, I mean, I'm going to say it like this, though, because Valentine's Day is geared for and towards women. It is supposed to be y'all day, you know. They don't, and all the commercials show that, you know, when girls catch attitudes and drop hints about shit. And the real funny thing is, you know, when you're in trouble or when you're not in trouble is the day after Valentine's Day. Like I said, I'm waiting for the 15th. The 15th is going to be funny because then you get to see all the people, especially on Facebook. It's so crazy. Like, these social networks and the way people be out here broadcasting their business and everything like that, we're going to know who exactly got pissed off. And we're also going to see them people that make me sick, the people that's just so happy. I don't know. I guess I'm just so depressed, but I'm just really tainted towards it. I just can't stand it. It makes me mad. I get up here and look at and see shit where people are all like, oh, me and my, I love him. And it's like, okay, yeah, good, congratulations. But at the same time, it's like, fuck you. Basically, that's just how I feel. I'm sorry. No offense.
No, I mean, just to anybody out there listening,
if you got somebody you really care about, if y'all are really happy, if y'all doing what y'all do, whatever, yeah, that's fine. Definitely do that, because, like I said, I'm not going to shit on anybody's happiness. But at the same time, you don't need to broadcast that shit across the world and everything like that. And I don't need to see y'all kissing each other on the street corner underneath the street sign. You know what I mean? This is shit that I don't need. You know what I mean? I don't need to know what you're cooking your dude for dinner, because you're just, I love him so much, I'm going to fix his breakfast in bed, and then I don't need the step-by-step of what you're cooking for, you know what I mean? It's just extra shit like that. I don't, you know, it's like, I'm the type of person, I guess it's just me personally, I'm the type of person, when I'm happy, when I'm enjoying myself, when I'm in good company, when I'm, you know, at a good point, I don't really say that much and I don't broadcast it, because I feel every time I try to broadcast something going on good with me or anything like that, there's going to be somebody out there or something that's going to try to take it away. You know what I mean? When you present it yourself like that, then it makes it more of a it makes yourself more of a target at the same time. And a nigga's already a target, you know, a nigga already a target enough. So that part of things is just kind of weird for me. I mean, Queen, would you be in that type of, are you the type of girl that does that kind of stuff? Like, say you're in a relationship or you're with somebody, I mean, y'all take pictures, kiss on each other. I mean, nobody's telling you not to do those kinds of things, but then do you, on top of that, broadcast and look at me and my boo and do, you know what I mean, all that?
Like, and it's so crazy because it's like, If you ever see pictures of me and somebody else, it's not what it looked like. You feel me? Like, I got pictures of me and my ex, and you would think that we was homies. Like, no, we're not all on Facebook. Like, nah. Like, no, I don't play that game. Like, I feel like if I'm happy and, like, you know, some happen, yeah, I might share it with the world. But all of my business, no. It doesn't get broadcast to the whole world. I might say a little something,
but I mean, but you just dropped, like I said, there's a difference between saying something and then broadcasting shit. You know what I mean? There's a difference, right? There's like,
I don't broadcast. I don't do the whole every minute of my day. What's going on with me? Like, no, you don't.
I woke up this morning and rolled over next to him, and I just smiled. Like, I don't, so what? I don't care. And the fact that I have to read, like I said, I'm glad you smiled. Like, yeah, I'm happy. You don't let me sound like a total asshole. But at the same time, like, who gives a fuck? You know what I mean? Besides you. And it's also at the same time, it's like, are your friends on your pages and everything like that are seeing this? I'm like, oh, baby, like, oh, I mean, what does this do for you? Or what does it extend? Is your dude like, ooh, my baby was talking about me on Facebook? Or is your, like, does that boost up? I don't understand what that does.
I don't know, like, personally, my friends be dealing with crazy people. Like, I guess if they post stuff like that, it makes them more aware that, you know, their girlfriend thinking about them. So maybe that's what it is. I don't know. Maybe that's why girls do shit like that, because we don't want our boyfriends to know that, you know, I do love him. I'm not out here doing no crazy shit. I love you.
But also, but at the same time, see, it's a front, because how many of these motherfuckers is out here putting out these pictures and shit and doing all this? And there's so much other stuff going on behind the scenes. This is what I be talking about. See what I mean? But hold on, we gonna get back into this real quick, because now we're about to get started. But we're gonna get back into the music, since we were so really interrupted before. And we still got some, like I said, some new tracks from people out here on West Coast Wednesday. Something nice, and I got some new callers. We're gonna get in when we get right back. So again, we're just gonna continue. I guess it's just the Valentine's Day discussion, and just we'll just take it in all kind of angles, I guess, since tomorrow is the day. So we'll be right back. Dagger, Queen V, Bang Out Radio, Reality Radio, and we're doing it live there. So we got Ashton Martin, Breezy 24/7 in Rio. That's the new Takeoff Cartel. Bet that. My bad. Let's go. Take off.
Cushion Ham Productions.
What is it? I don't know. I don't know what it is. Whatever it is loose. It's all over the place. Gotta be a penis. I don't know what else it could be. My dad got mad. There ain't no penis. That's a long dick. Hey, Dad, don't say that.
Cushion Ham Productions. Look at that bitch, take a big dick.
on the bitch. That bitch took a blow. Big hoes, skinny hoes, tall hoes, and midget hoes. Long as you ain't digital toes, take penetration in any hole. This one for that ratchet bitch, fake eyelashes with plastic. Sucking, fucking that section bitch, won't accept less than 500 tips. Dollars coming in, deals going out, wasn't raised like this, but you wish it in the drought. And the trailer fucking down, friends ain't looking out, wanna run, they mouth, pimp all in the air. Take care of your car, take care of your phone, take care of your bills, throw your ass in the crib. Never had a daddy, so she never knew love, and the promise he making make her drunk vision clear. I've never been a man, don't get down like that, but I tell your ass what. You can be your man, you can catch me, I'm sure I never have a one. If you sippin' what I'm sippin', girl, cause you could be my victim. Cause I kill him with a drill, I'm sloppy drunk, I swear I kill him. Think I'm trippin' cause I'm sippin' all the hoes in the club strippin'. But my hoe like, oh, she's sick, oh, I get them all the business. Look at this, she got a big booty. Bad, bad, bad bitch, take a big dick. Look at this, she got a bad booty. Bad, bad, bad bitch, take a big dick. Bad, bad bitch, take a big dick. Bad, bad, bad bitch, take a big dick. Look at this, she got a big booty. Bad, bad, bad bitch, take a big dick. Look at this, she got a big booty. Bad, bad, bad bitch. Look at this, she got a bad boy. Bad, bad, bad bitch, take a big dick. Bad, bad bitch, take a big dick. Bad, bad, bad bitch, take a big dick. Look at this, she got a big boy. Bad, bad, bad bitch, take a big dick.
It's young, greaseless bitch like a body fat nigga. Yo, bitch, I'm a dick cause I'm probably that nigga. She say I get off like a holiday nigga. Bitch, drop that body, body. Bring it up north like Tyler Quali. Shut it so not, I might hurt somebody. Round of applause, plus she twerk somebody. Body, that stance is amazing. Clap that ass, standing ovation. Bitch, blazing, get thrown like Peyton. Then she get low and go harder than pavement. Mix with she bad, she flagrant. And if she drop that ass, this she ain't overrated, no debating, go mislaid. Red bone with a short dude. Pop that pussy like a corkscrew. That's my girl from Tilltown, aka Newport Blue. I got hoes from Houston, all the way to New York too. And all they pussy pies, fucking it and never torture.
Look at this, she got a big booty. Bad, bad, that bitch take a big dick. Look at this, she got a fat pussy. Bad, bad, that bitch take a big dick. Bad, bad bitch, take a big dick. Bad, bad, that bitch, take a big dick. Look at this, she got a big booty. Bad, bad, that bitch, take a big dick. Look at this, she got a big booty. Bad, bad, that bitch, take a big dick. Look at this, she got a fat pussy. Bad, bad, that bitch, take a big dick. Bad, that bitch, take a big dick.
Well, she got a fat ass.
Look at this, she got a big booty.
Switch some cash, so I think about my nigga. Is she gonna be about it? So come, girl, be about it. Would you really show me how to ass move? Could you get freaky with your motion, make your body move like that snake? My, yep, you gon' learn today. Show you how a real nigga got his extra pay. Came here to show you that I came to play. You gon' learn what a long dick look like today. Yes, girl, I'm serious. See it in your eyes that you are curious. Yeah. But you just for me, so I move to the next big booty I see. I'm really tempted. Big booty around the ass, call her pretty brown eyes, make slim waist with the long hair. It's a real hit. No tracks involved. Oh, I'm good. Golly, Miss Dolly, you making me wanna pop with Smiley. Really go in, girl. Do the shit to my day's end. Got her about to go get three more pills.
Look at this, she got a big booty. Bad, bad, that bitch take a big dick. Look at this, she got a fat pussy. Bad, bad, that bitch take a big dick. Bad, that bitch take a big dick. Bad, bad, that bitch take a big dick. Look at this, she got a big booty. Bad, bad, that bitch take a big dick. Look at this, she got a big booty. Bad, bad, that bitch take a big dick. Look at this, she got a fat pussy. Bad, bad, that bitch take a big dick. Bad, that bitch take a big dick. Bad, bad, that bitch take a big dick. Look at this, she got a big booty. Bad, bad, that bitch take a big dick.
For no reason at all. For no reason at all. Next time your lady says something to you, just cut her off. It don't matter what she say.
No, 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 no. Let's get things straight, and I represent the new generation. Look at all these old folks hating. It's a new generation. Some strap, some rock, some steal, some got child high. Oh, oh, but this the new generation.
Mom always kept more than one lover. Never thought about what her son was learning from his mother. His young mind state was let him be in double. Man, the number one rule was stay away from cuffing. No police academy. If a dude fell in love, she like, why you harassing me? I'm free as a sample, for example, of a fit mother like Nikki Parker. Off the Parker, now we parties, and he's trying to get every girl digits. And the first conversation, he asking if he can hit it, then he quitting like a man with a new job. She said, can I be your baby? He said, get your tooth tied. He don't want no new tie. He just wanna hang and bang like gang. Them red and blue guys, she get too dry. If she don't wanna give it up on either a tip, he make like a wishbone and split. Yeah.
Let's get things straight, and I represent the new generation. Look at all these old folks hating. This a new generation. Some strap, some rock, some steal, some got child high. Oh, oh, but this the new generation.
As a young girl, daddy wasn't there. Seeing mama sober was just as rare as Michael Jordan's rookie card in mint condition. And every morning a new dude standing in her kitchen. That's a vision, just why I'm tripping. Cause she was watching her mama taking them whippers like cancer. Sorry, can't say. The memories can't fade, she ain't a barber. So by the time she turned 18, it's restarting. Talking the cycle, but no pad needed. All because her mom was too in love to leave him. Now she looks as sexy and bad as compliments, and high behind makeup to build her confidence. Self-esteem, this little girl is out of it. But when it come to boys trying to hit, she ain't out of them. But once they're out of her, they all straying. All she can do is pray that the next one stay.
Let's get things straight, and I represent the new generation. Look at all these old folks hating. This a new generation. Some strap, some rock, some steal, some got child high. Oh, oh, but this the new generation.
Coming from the city, get a crime rate. Why the fuck these niggas broke if they say crime pays? Young niggas dying off before they 22. Gotta walk around with hammers for these loose screws. The judge cooking, niggas frying. He 21 but gotta do 29. The life, that's the price when you take a life. Niggas scared to fight, so they go grab a pipe. I hear the old heads hating, but daddy wasn't round to raise a man. And daddy wasn't round to pay the bills. So I gotta lace my cleats and hit the field. My neighborhood bring tears, just a lot of dead peers. 200 dead bodies this year. You niggas gotta feel this year.
Let's get things straight, and I represent the new generation. Look at all these old folks hating. This a new generation. Some strap, some rock, some steal, some got child high. Oh, oh, but this a new generation.
Unless you're Joe Brown or Judy, please don't judge my generation. Because everything we do is taught. Taught by whom? Well, let's just say the apple doesn't fall far from the tree. But we can't get you to see times are changing, nothing's the same. But you continuously say, back in your day. Well, in your day, at 13, you lost toys. In our day, at 13, we lose virginity. In your day, you have fights. In our day, we have funerals. Rest in peace to the young soldiers, and rest in peace to every thought you ever had about times being similar. Brothers can't even walk around without cops saying we look familiar and we kill you and find out later you wasn't the real one. Let it sit. If it's beef, we let it rip. You know, guns. Mom's crying cause truck lines around sons, but the only time y'all had truck was fun. It's a sad life with a bad price, but someone has to pay it. You don't get a receipt when you sell your soul to the streets, and believe me, the devil plan for keeps. I rep Generation Z. 90s kids. New generation. Yo, P. Bring the hook in.
Let's get things straight, and I represent the new generation. Look at all these old folks hating. This a new generation. Some strap, some rock, some steal, some got child high. Oh, oh, but this a new generation.
Shaking faster, and shit, these niggas, they gon' have to throw it. Cause them bands made cut pants. Niggas I'm cashing out in advance. Niggas so high, she can't land. Nigga, rubies with the bitches passed to my nigga. I'm turned up, she turned up. She got a couple friends that'll make it bounce. She drop it low just like a pro. Can't get back up, I look what I found. But I'm fresh like a photo. If it's not too then it's a no.
To West Coast Wednesdays, Hump Nights on Bang Out Radio with Daddy Dagger and Queen V LA West Coast all day. So please play that slow shit for me. Dagger, I'm ready to get my hump on. Ooh.
See, I like that. It's a little bit more better. More better. God, I'm fucking up. That's a little bit better, but we back. Dagger, Queen V, still good?
Yeah, I'm still here.
All right, cool. West Coast Wednesdays, Hump Nights, Bang Out Radio, Reality Radio. Did you get your drink, Queen? What you sipping on?
I'm on that UV vodka tonight. I finished off the rest of my little bottle.
Yeah, the UV. What flavor? Regular, peach?
No, this is 103.
103?
103.
It says UV 103. Oh, that's a new one for me. I guess I ain't seen that bottle yet. So it's not actually a flavor?
Mm-mm.
Ah, interesting. Got to look for that. Let's see who's out here on the phone lines. Y'all remember, if you want to call in and get on this, even though we don't know where we're going yet, 661-621-7559. Again, 661-6861. 621-7559. All right, as always, you just fill in the queue and you press one to holler at us. First up, let's see. Shout out to 323. How's it going, MIA? How you feeling tonight?
I'm feeling good. I'm good. How are you guys doing?
I could be better, as always. I'm not going to speak
to
myself.
I mean, I could be better, but I'm feeling good. I got a smile on my face right now, so I can't complain.
As you said, nothing wrong with that. And hold on, let's see what else we got here. Straight up to 2480886. You got Dagger and Queen. What it do?
What? All right.
Hello?
What up, though?
Hey, what it do, Pippin, man? How you feeling?
Oh, man, you already know, bro. It's take off everything. You feel, man?
Aston Martin in the bill, y'all just heard his new for the takeoff. What is it called? I don't even want to disrespect my car. What is it, the takeoff crew?
It's you know, it's my new group, man. You feel me? Like, goddamn me, man. You know, I feel real privileged, man, to be a nigga, man.
The cartel. There it is. The takeoff cartel. Not to cut you off, but that's what it was. The cartel, for sure. Yeah, go ahead.
You know, I made it, bro. You know what I'm saying? I mean, it's like, you know, I just got done with the video, man, for I'm That Guy. And that bitch should be coming, you know what I'm saying, releasing tomorrow. You know what I'm saying? Shit, we shooting that bitch to motherfucking BET. We shooting that bitch to Music Choice Channels. You know what I'm saying?
That's what the fuck I'm like. I'm a lot of that type of shit, my nigga. Congratulations.
Hey, check it out, though. I want to pass this bitch around, man. I got my whole squad in here with me right now. You know what I'm saying? Take off cartel. I'm going to just let them get themselves a quick introduction, man, real quick. Hold on.
Yes, sir.
Hey, what's up, man? This Cushion Ham, you know what I'm saying? Cushion Ham Productions, you know. I'm on all the Take Off Cartel beats right now.
Uh-oh. The producer right here, y'all. Holler at the man. Y'all need some beats, man. Y'all heard what he out here doing, man. Go ahead. Let him know what's up.
Don't forget Cushion Ham.
Hey, you got a link or something or email where people can holler at you or any way they can get in contact with you if they want to be on some shit like that, you know what I mean? How do they get at you?
Yes, sir. You can follow me on Twitter, you know, twitter.com/ Cushing Ham.
All right. Spell that out for people because, you know, black folks be slow sometimes. Make sure, because, you know, and black people spell shit differently. Just spell it out for them one time because they know exactly how to get to you.
That's twitter.com/ KUSHINGHAM, Cushing Ham.
There it is, y'all. Make sure y'all check it out. Now, who else are the cartel clickers over there? Like, who else over there? Let's see.
This your boy, Breezy 247.
Breezy 247 in the building. See, and my fault, man. If you go back and listen to the show, I didn't know if it was 247 or 247. But now that I know, it's Breezy 247 for sure, man. What it do?
See, just telling, man, just trying to get these moves, get this mixtape together and shit for the cartel, you know, and working on my album, too.
Crazy, man. But like I said, it sounded good, man. Like I said, y'all keep feeding me that, and when you work on your shit, like I said, that's it, man. We playing all music. Make sure y'all keep feeding me whatever y'all drop out there, all right?
For sure, bro. I appreciate that, too. We all appreciate that.
No problem, man. And then there was one more. Is there somebody left? Who's left?
For sure. Yeah, what up, though? It's your boy, Rio.
Rio, what it do, man? There's a lot of cartel in the building, man. That's what it do.
You know, we got to go all, man. That's we do every day, you feel me? Like the concrete.
Yeah, exactly, man. Let people know.
I just want to let all the people out there know, let you know that you listening. You asked them what they drinking on. Well, we drinking this Amsterdam, my nigga. We got the vodka.
Y'all got
Amsterdam.
The Amsterdam.
Peace Amsterdam.
Now, what kind of Amsterdam? You know, Amsterdam come in many flavors, man. So what y'all got over there right now? What y'all got?
Well, bro. We got the regular Amsterdam. We about to take off. And I got the Kush. I got the Kush. The gush, the loud, you feel me?
As y'all motherfucking should. Yes, sir. So, yeah, y'all hearing it right here, man, the cartel hanging out with the Dagger, man. This is what I be talking about. You never know who comes through over here on Bang Out Radio, no matter what. You never know.
Hey, Dagger.
Yo.
Sure, man. We just released that new single, man. Bet That, man. Believe you not, man. But we just did that song last night, bro. We just recorded that shit, man.
Last night at world premiere tonight with the Dagger. Y'all know, this is what I be telling y'all. They be fucking with me, man. Y'all, you just put a smile on my face, man. That's what I'm saying. That's what the fuck. Just fresh out the studio. They was like, hold on, nah, I got to get this to Dagger. Like, yep, you there, and just play. Y'all better. People don't,
you know,
it's only because people don't believe me.
Get things done in one take. Only and we go to the next one. You feel me? That's how we take it off in this, baby.
You as you should, because, I mean, time is money. And, I mean, especially in the studios and everything like that, I mean, you go in there, do what you got to do, and get the fuck on, get back to smoking, dragging or whatever, and handling your fucking business, right?
Well, hey, when we get back on the smoking and the drinking tip, we always go back to the writing my music tip.
Don't stop.
Really, don't stop.
You're here, man. Like I said, it's pre-Valentine's Day over here. Let's bring it back since I got the cartel real quick. Let me just open up a quick. You know, what's the cartel doing tomorrow? Are they working? Is it they bringing all the bitches through and everybody having fun? What's up with the cartel on Valentine's Day? What's the cartel doing?
Well, if we record right now, and we gonna try to get some good though for the. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? We got to. Hey, there's always business first, you know what I'm saying? Trying to get everything pushed on. But at the end of the day, when we done, we want to have fun, we going to break it out, my nigga.
For sure, man. Where's the team captain at, man? Let me get back to Martin.
Yo.
The captain in the building. So, Mr. Takeoff, man, let me just ask real quick before we get back to the music and everything. What's Aston Martin's definition on Valentine's Day? Are you one of them? It's like, you know what? It's whatever. It's just another day. You know what I mean? Is it something that holds some kind of meaning to you? Or, you know, just real quick, you know, because that's what tomorrow's Valentine's. I'm just asking.
Man, the meaning of Valentine's Day to me is 2 days before my birthday. 2 days before my birthday, man. You know what I'm saying? I mean, I ain't really like the lovey-dovey-dovey too much type, you know what I'm saying? I mean, shit, it's a crush night, you know what I'm saying? It's a hump night, goddamn. You see? but, man, I'm about to be 25, you know what I'm saying, on the 16th, you feel me? So, you know what I'm saying? I'm a young nigga, my squad younger than me, you know what I'm saying? But shit, man.
Oh, man, yeah, you ain't got time. Yeah, Valentine's Day is just another day, man. Valentine's Day usually means something more to motherfuckers. It's either youngins that don't know no better, or it's old people that's really got, like, wives and been with motherfuckers for, like, 20 years and shit or whatever. The rest of us in the middle is just like, whatever. I mean, in my opinion. But shoot, hold on. Okay, I got hit my egg. Queens, of course, got the cartel hanging out for a second. Now, look, I want to get to Dagger's double play real quick. But what I'm going to do here is, like I said, Dagger's been in the lab himself. I was going to save this for Sunday. But since there's so much hateration going on across the world and across the board and everything, like I said, and I've been fed up personally, I've been able to release it. And, you know, with me, I always get it out through music. So I got a trilogy coming where it's like, I'm calling it anti-hater music. All right, and it's just taking me back to a place that I didn't think I was going to have to go, but people just obviously got me and the motherfuckers I run with and just real niggas in general fucked up. So this is what this is going to be right here. I'm about, like I said, tonight on Dagger's Double Play, it's a special Dagger's Double Play because it's not got nothing to do with, like, hump nights or anything like that. Like I said, I'm dressing all haters, and I've got this rider music for real riders. So, like I said, I got the cartel with me, and my A's going to know what's up with this. Of course, Queen's going to feel me or should feel me. So, like, I want y'all to listen to me real quick because we're going to ride on some people real quick. This shit going to be interesting. Hold on. Where is it at? And this is, again, West Coast Wednesdays, hump nights, Dagger's Double Play, anti-hater music. Let's get it.
Now, you might not be mad, but I'm mad as fuck, man. Fuck these bitches. Fuck these haters. You know what I'm saying?
Nah, I don't want to sound mad.
Why?
Really,
why?
I'm not. Because I love.
Why?
And I love.
Why?
And I love.
Why?
And I love.
Now I found the beat, so I'm releasing some steam. I'm killing everything I'm seeing if it ain't on my team. All these broke ninny baby having bitches only out for riches. Fucking and sucking mouth always open like she at the dentist. That ain't the business, bitch. You ain't got no loyalty.
Nope.
But that's okay, cause Dagger's got more bitches than sorority.
Respect my authority.
You didn't hear the consequence. Grab a bitch by her hair, swing her till her weave rips. Grab a fucking tip till her nip tips turn blue. While she swinging from her ankle saying, cross the line, bitch, and wanted to happen. Was already getting over, but your gums kept flapping. So I'ma sew them up, quick shut. Kicking bitches in the gut. Treat them like I'm driving buses. Hit them with an uppercut. Knock her out, wake her up. My hatred is pure. Breaking fingers, toes, nails. Fuck your mania and your pedicure. How much can a bitch endure? Why you have to hurt my heart? I'm keeping you alive as I start cutting off your body parts. Told you not to fucking start. Wipe your blood from off my brow. Thought it was over then? Nah, bitch,
it's over now.
I don't wanna sound mad.
Why?
Really, I'm not. Cause I
love.
Damn, do I
I sound bad.
Yeah, really, I'm not.
Young niggas never get it, they just keep sidestepping. They always one step behind me, wanna sloppy my seconds. And if you get it, then it lets me know what type of bitch you really is. So much in common, babies, mamas, daddies, lot of kids. Oh, wait, I get it now. Snip a line and feel the punch. You just a ratchet ghetto, ghetto version of the Brady Bunch. If that's the best you got, you think I'm with it, I'm not. You mad because I get to travel and you stuck on the block? Well, that's your fucking job. Keep hating on what daddy do. If I rock bottom, well, I'm still higher than you. Bitch, niggas check them once, never give a second look. Too busy in the streets, so they be stalking me on Facebook. Shaking niggas more than dice, can't afford to buy a life. You fuck my bitch, she a hoe, not a housewife. You think you gang stripes? Nah, nigga, never that. Keep the best all to myself, you can have the scraps. Moving on, ain't looking back. Petty shit I will ignore, cause I'm like, and you cracked out like a, ain't even gotta check the score. In the end, I'm gonna win, eating real good. You just a starving Ethiopian. You wanna come and get it, cause I finished, but I don't begin. Went to med school, learned a lot from Dr. Vorkian. Everybody's out of line, no one wants to straighten up. I care about my life, but on the mic, I don't give a fuck. Kill him using paper cuts, hang a nigga by his thumbs. Louisville slugger, caved in the lung. I'm having so much fun. Where my pliers at? I rip out a nigga's teeth. Drinking on a Similac, stab him in his kneecaps. Fuck how you feeling, and I'll remove the ribs, slicing up both of your Achilles tendons. I make it back for death, I make it quick. Then I'll send you straight to hell, where you know they keep the fire hot.
That's enough, we thought that you were being good.
I tried, but these niggas and these bitches wanna keep it. I wish a nigga would fuck your life, I'm getting cash.
Oh shit, they made Bruce Banner mad.
Back is on the warpath, nigga, this the battle song for all of those that keep it real and tired of the tag along. People think I rattle on and wanna kill the dagger, fine. Do what all the haters do, get a number, get in line.
Get in line, bitch. Fuck the bitches, fuck the haters, you know what I'm saying? Do what you gotta do to get that paper, you dig? You know what I'm saying? This how we get down. 4DB with it. You haters can suck a nigga dick. Bring the hook back. Blah!
Nah, I don't want to sound bad.
Why?
Really, I'm not. Cause I love everything in their heart. And I love fashion haters trying to get what I got. Damn, do I sound bad?
Yeah,
really, I'm not. Nah, I don't want to sound bad.
Why?
Really, I'm not. Cause I love fashion haters everything in their heart. And I love fashion haters trying to get what I got. Damn, do I sound bad?
Yeah, really, I'm not.
Oh, yeah, you gotta have a.
Yeah. Dagger bitches.
That's right, aka 4DB.
It's one of those, you know, I'm giving up.
I don't give a fuck, right? That's what this is.
I gotta let this shit go.
Let it go, my nigga,
too
much.
Let it
go. Yeah.
Listen up.
Follow this.
I try to be good, the good guy keeps losing with the niggas I trust and the bitches I be choosing. Niggas say they got my back about their money when I get it. When I turn around, they the first ones to stab me in. I don't get it, first they on me, then they cross me. I see they two colors cause they just wanna kill me soft. I ain't letting shit ride. If I kill all the haters, would they consider that genocide? It's just a public service, look at them, I got them nervous. If I'm doing something, then I do it with purpose. Fuck that, ain't nothing magical. I'm living in a world full of stats, facts, and actual. No time to be casual, Dagger wasted a lot of that. My spidey sense. This is a hater, kill him on contact. I ain't getting sidetracked, Wyatt Earp is hunting them. Anybody hating the dagger, I'm gonna murder him.
K-I-L-L-Y-O-U. I told y'all I was done,
you
know
it's F-U-C-K-Y-O-U. I will K-I-L-L-Y-O-U. So you know it's F-U-C-K-Y-O-U.
Damn right. These bitches think they niggas now. All be on that dumb shit. Bitch, get it right. You don't got one. You suck dick. You ain't a woman, bitch. A ratchet with a good disguise. Hiding behind your fake hair, nails, telling real lies. Getting a lot of tries to make ties last. Now I'm real quick to tell the bitches. Cause either they real dumb or never made it out the 8th grade. Can't get a job fucking and sucking to get paid. All you do is get laid and act strange for chump change. Getting traded more than stocks do like the stock exchange. Cause they ain't a cocky bitch that's trying to front. Sounding like them kids are more. So what? You got a car, house, job, and pay your own shit. None of that matters when you used to acting like a. Yeah, you got power, but you lack responsibility. So fuck them all, cause caring about these women, it be killing me.
K-I-L-L-Y-O-U. So you know it's F-U-C-K-Y-O-U. I will. K-I-L-L-Y-O-U. So you know it's F-U-C-K-Y-O-U.
Damn right. Who the fuck am I to get on the mic and talk shit? The same guy high
smacking you to get some real hits. The same guy that's on the edge, but fucking now jumping off. And when I hit the bottom, I just stand up and walk it off. My skeleton is strong, bonded with adamantium.
Bitches mad, they throw me they pussy. I
throw it back at him, and I just laugh at him. Yeah, he's a rude dude at AGAA. Mr. Nigga always got an attitude.
Because I don't pretend. See the world we living in, I shouldn't be trying.
Cause real niggas, we don't ever win.
So I'm just getting by, cause in the end,
I never fake it. I'll just be the hardest nigga on the mic that didn't make it.
That's my destiny, I live my life and let it be. And even with side
Shotgun.
Niggas couldn't see. I'm a delinquent. Smoke Drake frequent.
The Dagger Bitches.
West Coast best kept secret.
S-I-L-L-Y-O-U. So you know it. F-U-C-K-Y-O-U. I will. K-I-L-L-Y-O-U. So you know it.
You know, now that I think about it, I don't ever remember seeing Granddad with a woman. There was a time when I was 3 when I thought he was gay, but now I think it's just bad luck. Well, I don't see what the big deal is with hoes anyway. Riley, all women are not hoes. We're talking 20-25% tops.
Okay, but if they not all hoes, then why I got to pay to take them out to eat then? I mean, I'm paying. That's payment. I don't know. Because that's just what you do. You meet a girl, you take her out to dinner, but you're not paying the girl. You're paying the restaurant. But I'm paying, which makes her a hoe. Why don't I just give her the money I was going to spend on dinner, and that hoe can go grocery shopping?
Make sure you tune in each and every hump day to West Coast Wednesdays with the Dagger as he showcases the top indie artists from around the world each and every week from 9 to 11 p.m., Pacific Standard Time.
Yeah, y'all, we back. West Coast Wednesdays, Hump Nights, Dagger, Queen, still good?
Yeah, I'm still here.
All right, MIA, still in the building?
Yeah.
And the Takeoff Cartel, still hanging out?
Motherfucking taking pictures of
y'all. Yeah. Okay. For sure, for sure. We back in full effect. We back.
Yeah, going nowhere, baby.
Well, again, it's still time to get in on the conversation, y'all. 661-621-7559. As always, chill in the queue or press 1 to holla at us. Well, MIA, what's up, Ma? What's your viewpoint on Valentine's Day? Where do you fall on this day?
Like, honestly, I really just think it's for people who marry and who really in love. Like, I'm not giving a fuck. I love everybody every day, so I'm interested.
Yeah.
But I really just think, like, you should just express yourself to at least the person that you care about and at least let them know that you care about them. You know, because us women, we like that shit. You feel me? Guys, y'all be acting all hard and shit. But it's just tell the truth sometimes. You feel me? Especially if you got a real one on your team. Like, don't bullshit because you're going to fuck around and miss out. And they're going to be like, oh, every bitch is crazy. Whatever, but I don't know, just keep it real, you know, just at least show that you do care for a person, even if it's just saying, happy Valentine's Day, I'm thinking about you, dude. But for me personally, I really think Valentine's Day is for people who's really in relationships, like, you're my man, I know you're my man. If you just suck in, then it's just like, okay, whatever, if you acknowledge me, if you don't call me or hit me up, then I'm fucking with you, then fuck you. You feel me? It's like that. Whatever. I see how you feel. But, you know, at the same time, I'm not even tripping because I really just feel it's for people who's truly in love. And I hope one day I can get a good Valentine's. But you feel me?
Well, let's take this across there because it's interesting because people do the craziest shit around Valentine's Day, too. I mean, either before or after or just in regards to love and all this kind of stuff and everything, too. Now, let me ask my co-host first, Queen. What's the most, like, outlandish thing you've done for somebody? I guess you could either say it was for Valentine's Day or just in general. What's the most, like, out of the way thing you've done for somebody that you cared about?
I gotta think. Hold on.
Oh, gotta think. Okay. Think about it. That's a good question. What about you, MIA?
Like outlandish because
that's
not my speed. I do that all the time. So for me to do it one day,
you don't have to specifically put it in one day. Just overall, then in general, like what's the most outlandish thing you've done for somebody that you supposedly care about? That's like, damn, I can't believe I did that.
Yeah, I'm 6'4".
Queen, did you hear me?
Yeah, I heard you, but I don't even know. Like, I don't know where to begin with that. Like, I don't know. Do you mean like where it got popped off? Like we was doing like it sexually, or are you just talking about period? Like,
we could take it both ways. See, the only thing. I asked because I just saw something. I was gonna portray it and lead it into something else, because I know that there's nobody out there, at least I know, that I would do something like this crazy white bitch did. Did you hear about this girl who got her boyfriend's name tattooed on her face? And I'm not talking about no little like cursive, like I mean like in big ass filled in like bold letters across the side of this bitch face, like.
No. I'm sorry. Hell no.
That's just ridiculous. Like, what the fuck, bitch?
I never. I'm sorry. I will never get this thing tatted on me. I'm so sorry. It wouldn't happen. We could do symbols. We can do, no. But tatted, your name, like, you know, that's forever and ever.
But it's
like, the exception that I have to that, and I have honestly said that to anybody who has ever asked. I said that I will get a that nigga's last name tatted on my ass, and that's when I am his wife, and we have been together for at least like 10 years married, at least.
Oh, at least
for real.
10 years.
I said that. I've honestly said that. I want to get it. I want to get Mrs. whatever my last name is tatted.
But that's after 10 years. So that means you got to keep you know you got to keep your booty firm. You know you got to keep your booty nice and firm by then, so that by the time you do get the tattoo back there, it's not like going down your butt cheek and everything. You do realize that, right? Since you, I'm just saying, just being the voice of reason.
You said,
huh?
You said, say that again, Dagger. I missed that whole thing.
No, I was saying then, you know, you're either going to have to get married early or you're going to have to make sure you stay in shape and keep your booty firm and everything like that. Because if you're talking about, you know, getting married and then 10 years after getting married, then getting a tattoo on your ass, then, you know, the butt might be a little, you know, if it's not firm, I'm just saying.
Not my actual ass, like,
oh,
you know, right above the ass, the tramp stamp area, yeah.
Oh, you're going to put it there. Oh, okay.
Yeah, I'm
going to
put it there.
Well, no, that's not that bad then, I guess. I was about to say, because, you know, the booty starts to sag a little bit, especially if it's not, you know, kept up or anything. So I was just saying. I'm not saying it would have been bad. I'm just making sure I put that voice of reason out there, you know. I'm Dagger's an ass man, so like I said, so I want to make sure that the asses are taken care of properly, like especially when you go tatting on them and everything, because you know. But shoot, man, I don't know. Like I said, I'm just all over the board with this, man, because it goes so many different ways. Because yeah.
Well, you want to hear some crazy stuff about tattoos before you get off the subject?
Oh, here we go.
About Valentine's Day, like I'm not gonna lie, and I love my brother to death. But my brother got his wife's name tatted on him. I counted myself 7 times. But that's only what I see. He got her face, like, symbols and all kind of shit. So, like, if you want to talk about outrageous, like, he really loves her, though. Like,
He got her name tatted 7 times on his body?
Yeah, I counted myself. I mean, I know, because he's tatted up, like, all over his body now, but it's like I counted her name on him 7 times. Plus, he got all her kids' names, his kids.
Wow.
You know, he got my mama whole face tatted and everything.
Well, that's cool.
And I kind of felt bad because I'm like, I'm the only girl out of like 10 boys and you ain't got my name tatted. But I had to think about it, like, that's fucked up. But I ain't tripping, but that's crazy. He got her name more than 7 times. I can tell you that, though.
Yeah, that is, yeah, it's crazy to have the same name tatted on you 7 times. Like, I don't.
I mean,
like,
he got like Trina.
Oh, girl.
He got like Trina, Katrina, like her nicknames. Like, he got Katrina like 3 times, Trina twice, like her nicknames. It's just crazy. Like, he really got her name tatted all over his body.
That's crazy. I know.
You know,
girl,
that's
the
honest to God truth.
3 times, but I mean, no, that, no. Nah.
I mean, I didn't got symbols, and I didn't have people, like, get the same tattoo I had, like, because I didn't recently, like, seen pictures of, like, tattoos that I know that a person didn't have, and I got the same tattoo, and I looked like, oh, shit, like, okay, that's nice. So I feel that was kind of like a Valentine's Day gift for me, so, but it's just like, damn,
tattoos.
Like, that's crazy,
when it comes
like,
to tattoos.
Just getting my
I'm
name
not,
tatted
I'm not
for
putting
no
nobody's
reason.
Name. I'm not putting nobody's name on me. I don't even put my family's name on me. And like I said, even if I have kids and I put my kids' name on me, I just don't do names. Like I said, I would probably either do if it was my child or something like that, then maybe a face, depending on how I feel at that point, or anything like that. I mean, But nah, I can't do nobody's name, man.
Yeah, that's pretty damn crazy.
You know what's even worse? What I can't stand as well is it's like you get somebody's name. I know this girl, right? She, and these are the girls that do this. And this is what I call the tag and scratch or something like that. I don't know. I used to call it something. When I think of it, it was something funny. But it's like she got one dude's name on this shoulder. Bam, name. Ba 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 ba. Then that shit don't work out. So now she's got the cover up on that shoulder, but now I got a different dude's name on the other shoulder. Like, ka 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 ka. Like, okay, damn. This one didn't work out. Scratch that out. Or, you know, cover up and everything. And now got another dude's name over
damn
here.
Funny.
Like,
that's just so freaking mess. If I get somebody's name tatted on me, that means I really love you and I'm going to always love you and I'm never going to regret that tattoo. But as far as just getting 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, hell no. You got me fucked up. Like, I don't even like tattoos. I got enough tattoos as it is. You feel me? So if I'm going to get your name tatted or anything like that, you really mean something to me, and that's forever, and that means something. But shit, people's all ages, like.
No.
People are just saying, hold on, let's hold on.
Everybody is
hold on,
wait.
The takeoff cartel. Takeoff cartel. Now, how many bitches y'all got out there trying to get y'all names tatted on them and everything like that, man? What a lady, what's up? Any crazy girl tattoos stories or anything out there from the cartel or anything like that? Because I know these dudes, I don't think y'all would tat girls' names on y'all. It don't sound like it.
Hell no. Hey, I'm gonna tell that girl right there. Hey, that brother, stupid as hell. Seven times, my nigga. Wait. Not disrespect, bro, but seven times, my nigga. You was daydreaming for her ass every time you went in the tattoo shop like that.
Yeah, seven times. You got it. Right.
I mean, it's all good to have a future in your life.
I just hope it really. I hope it really just works out for him. That's all. Cause that's a lot of. No, go
that's
ahead.
That's
my bad.
Work out. No. That's why I do that. If that's my husband, no. Mm-mm.
Yeah, they are married.
Are
they've been together.
That's what I'm saying.
Years.
I'm glad they're married.
They
or anything.
Kids,
so that's.
You know?
I just really hope. I really honestly hope that they honestly never break up, because that's the only way that he can explain all that is that, man, that's my wife. We've been together for da-da-da, you know what I mean?
I mean,
but
the only thing I can say
up,
is they both
netty
than a motherfucker, so I think it's going to work.
Quick, though, I'm going to say this. The only time it'll work is if you get that dude or that girl's name tatted on you and you go out with the person with that same name. That's the only time it'll work.
Oh, if it doesn't work out,
yeah, like I got love you forever, Shantae, on my arm, and I go and dump her, get with another girl.
I
got
a lot of other Shantae.
No, that's
stupid.
She
gonna
find out that you got position. Another girl named Teddy. I know it's not mine. So
no, you just gotta hide the tattoo. No, here's what you do. You gotta hide the tattoo when you first start messing with her, or whatever, right? You don't never let her see it, you know what I mean? It just depends on where the tattoo is. I mean, it's not going to work if it's, like, on your face or something like that. But depending on where it is, you know,
you kind of
keep that tattoo a secret. Then when you get in good with her and everything like that, you'd be like, hey, look, I got something for you or whatever. But, I mean, it still just depends on how long you're going to hide the tattoo or whatever. But it's like, hey, look.
Oh, no, because if that's an old and wrinkled and shit, I'm going to be like, you know, we fucked
it's
up.
It's old and wrinkled, but, I mean, you could tell a fresh tattoo, but you can't. You can tell a fresh tattoo if it's still red and everything like that, but I mean about a month afterwards or something like that, then it's about looking like any other tattoo you got. So I mean you can't really.
Yeah. Bro,
my name is unique, so ain't nobody gonna ever say they got my name tatted or for no other bitch. So I kind of just say ain't nobody got my motherfucking name. So.
I put your name on it if you let me go. Woo!
Woo!
All right, y'all, hold on, man. Let's get back into the music, y'all. We'll be right back. The Takeoff Cartel hanging out in Miami in the building. Of course, my co-host, Queen V. It is West Coast Wednesday's Hump Nights, Bang Out Radio, Reality Radio, pre-Valentine's Day show. So whatever, we out here, we still here, and y'all still got time to get in on this with us. We'll be right back.
We'll be back. You got a commercial.
I got a one way for you to come see me, girl. I'm
nigga. This time I see you stripping first. Resin foreplay, I just wanna watch you. You move like my queen. I'm king of the castle. You a trophy girl, put you on a mantle. Put you on a game, text you can handle. I'ma make you prove it. Put it on your boy so good. Might lose it, I'm feeling on your booty. Practice make perfect. You've been checking me for a while, so I guess you feel I deserve it. Naked with a holster, finer than a poster. That's what I call body heat. I pull you even closer. Catch a flight gone, tell me where you wanna go. Check my calendar, probably there my next shot. Face it, trace it, I'm that dude. Lay back, take that, it's wet. Something to hold, you something to keep. Till I die, I be gone. Ain't saying it's nothing, I'm just saying you something. Do that shake with your leg. I know when you come and look. Biting on your lip, let me know you feel me. I'ma go grind, pump or do it for the TV. Got my looks on, about to put a show on. Lights, camera, main one perform. Like fireworks, letting off every cannon. She take the lead or she let me do the damage. I'ma be shot and make your leg do the got me focused now, I'm tunnel vision, you and money. I'm paramedic, I always wanna be aggressive. You could ride, shawty, either way for us is pleasure. You ain't gotta say a word, I know what you meanin'. I know what you meanin', you naked for a reason.
Yeah, she a five star.
Yeah.
Top rated on World Star. Got her own house and her own car. Only hang with bad bitches and they all ball. WNBA in this bitch. My 5-star chick, she looking so militant. And I make her salute this dick. Ay, one hand to the face now. Yeah, she bad, but she like the dick face down. Her name Keisha. I wanna paint her face white, Mona Lisa. What up, child? Yeah, and I ain't tryna disrespect though. Nope. But she a bad bitch, looking hella fresh though. Yep. I just left the tattoo shop feeling out. Yeah. Drunk off the ink and I'm feeling up. Let out. Yeah, I could pull any chick here. We don't intend to front. We in the VIP, dear, yeah. I'ma show you a 10-star nigga. Guarantee I make you trade your best player like Denver. Yeah, tryna knock a knock a
nigga down. She a 5-star bitch now. Tryna knock a nigga down. She a 5-star bitch now. Tryna knock a nigga down. She a 5-star bitch now. Tryna knock a nigga down. She a 5-star bitch now. Tryna knock a nigga down.
Hey, I met a bad chick named Susie. Swore up and down that the chick wasn't a groupie. Said she saw my Facebook, now she wanna screw me. What am I to do? A nigga only human. So I took her down one time like, whoa. I'm Michael Jackson on the bitch cause I got ghosts. Yeah, I snuck out the window. I had my driver downstairs in a limo. Yeah, I'm always on my toes, huh. Chris Brown on these hoes, yeah. Because I'm thinking like a man, but I'm still trying to bag a 5-star. Can't, yeah. And I still love the ratchet too, though. I seen a ratchet do some freaky shit up in the tuto. Joe Moses, you a fool. Shout out to the AOB squad, what it do, hey. Now I'm out in the clubs pack. I'm trying to meet a 5-star bitch. Where you at? Where you at?
Try to knock a nigga down. See a 5-star bitch now. Try to knock a nigga down. She a 5-star bitch now. Tryna knock a nigga down. She a 5-star bitch now. Tryna knock a nigga down. She a 5-star bitch now. Tryna knock a nigga down.
There's a party in my house, better not be late. Don't care who's coming, just as long as they can stay like me. Hey, baby. Dance contest will start with the boys. You know you're the winner when you hear the most noise. Got this. Hey, hey, hey. Everybody watching while I show you how my life is. Hey, baby. Touch your kisses, it like me. I see you looking at me, nobody's laughing at you. We are the kids, the party, we go the first. Tomorrow, to me on the bar, about I do not look like. No matter, working up on your body.
Dance on Friday when you play my song. Better put some room when you come
on. Let's go, let's go, let's go.
I'm not afraid to listening to another level,
That's how it starts, you know. Taking bitches out to eat, meals and whatnot. Next thing you know, you wake up in a rest haven for hoes. A sanctuary for scandalous skeezers and stunts. You're jumping to conclusions. It's just a date. What if he marries her? What if we end up with a hoe for a grandma? Molly, shut your dumb ass up. What if we have a hoe for a grandma and she comes to school on career day? Ooh, what if they have kids? We have a brother, a sister that's half hoe.
Riley.
This is your home? It's beautiful. Hey, boys. I love this place. I never want to leave. Is there anything to eat? I didn't want to believe Riley.
Yo, make sure you're tuned in to Bang Out Radio, hosted by your boy The Dagger. 24/7, man. I don't give a fuck if the show on or not. Go ahead, my sister.
The show always dope.
Welcome to the Bang Out. Welcome to my reign. If you're slapping on the beat, this is where you need to play. You're a prisoner, a slave. Dig another grave. If you haven't heard of Daddy, you should pick a better way. Pick another lane. This is where champions are made. No distractions. Like a quick stop, don't get gassed up. Bees in the hive, daggers out of pocket, lions only taking lives, haven't looked into their eyes. Sparing out a rhyme, defeating every line. My speed is on the line, I'm nasty. You just keep my shit up on rewind, I'm not asking. Like one, I'm matching. Puff, puff, and passing, you bastard. This another classic. You should tell who you that I stole this fucking neck. I'm gonna get disappeared, now she never wanna leave me. She never wanna leave.
West Coast really great, tough night. Bang Out Radio.
Bang Out Radio.
Bang Out Radio.
Yeah, y'all, we back. West Coast Wednesday, tough night. Dagger, Queen, still good?
Yeah, I'm still good.
All right, shout outs real quick to KY's Lion. Those are some drops they done for your boy. Like I said, if you want to do radio drops for your boy, man, get at me. Like I said, you can do, like I said, you can either just say something if you want to do a quick verse or something about Bang Out Radio. I mean, look, I'm here to help all independent artists get their voices heard. Now, however you want to do that, go ahead and do, because, I mean, don't get it confused. That's how Dagger started off on Bang Out Radio. Before I was even on the radio doing the shows, nigga, you heard me doing drops for all shows and everything like that, too, because that's one of my fucking voice heard. So that's another chance for y'all to get out here and to get heard if you want to do some drops, all right? If you need some kind of, like, I don't know, some, like, guidelines or outline about what you might want to say or things like that, just hit me up, dagger.bangoutradio@gmail.com. I'll send you a little rough script and you put your own funk on it, all right? It's easy. Do a drop, something, whatever. Like I said, just fuck with your boy, all right? MIA, still good?
Yeah, I'm
both set. All right, for sure. Let me make sure the Takeoff Cartel is still in the building. Hold on, fellas. Y'all over there. Come on. Fellas, y'all good? Okay, yeah, y'all back. We get everybody good. Now, real quick, and it's just something I want to get off my chest real quick. I just saw something that kind of aggravated me, and I just want to know if I'm jumping overboard again, and it's just all kind of coinciding together because. Business-wise, women are in general, and like I said, since Valentine's Day is usually about women, I'm talking about women now. I saw this post that this girl posted. Like I said, I'm not going to call out no names or anything like that, but I just seen this girl post something. Now, she's an artist. She's a music artist, and it's funny because I've hollered at her about trying to get her, you know, get some music for the show. You know, I've hollered at her about, you know, coming on maybe being Dagger's Beauty of the Week, you know, things like that. I'm trying to see what's up to get her to come over here. Man, and it was funny because I hit her maybe a couple of days ago, like, you know, well, what's up? I thought you was coming on the show. Her reply to me was, what's up? I thought you was paying me. I'm like, wow. Like, okay, look. I don't understand. I don't think y'all realize this, at least as far as Bang Out Radio goes. You either fucking with me or you not. That's bottom line. That's how we get down over here. I never had to pay nobody for nothing, and the fact that I pay for this and don't ask for nobody for shit, that's kind of where we break even. So, I mean, but also, and just on my end of things, it's weird to me because it's like, and I get this more from the women because, and now basically what I saw in the post was she said, she was like, well, I'm not doing free collabs with people. If you want me on a collab or if you ain't got $100 for me to be on a collab with you, then you might as well just delete me off your page now. I'm like, bitch, who is you? You know what I mean? Like, and not even to downplay anybody's music, not even downplay anybody. I mean, it's just the mentality thing. It's like, I understand, yes. I understand people want to get paid for their crap. I understand that, you know, money, people need money to do this, people need money to do that. I mean, these things I understand, but it's like when you present yourself in that way, I feel it makes things more negative. You know what I mean? It's not it puts you in a category where it's like you think you better than somebody, and it's like, bitch, you're on Facebook promoting. You ain't got no albums out. You ain't signed nowhere. I ain't heard your tracks nowhere else. You know what I mean? It's not like you get radio promotions. It's not like you got videos and shit and everything. It's like, who are you to sit up here like, I'm not getting on your track unless you give me $100. Like, I wouldn't even, bitch, I'd give you shit. Like,
I ain't giving your ass my damn ball fine.
Thank you.
Right.
Thank you. And then it's like, bitch, I'm supposed to pay you to come over here and talk to me on the phone or whatever, on Bang Out Radio or whatever, if you were to be Dagger's Beauty of the Week, and I'm trying to help promote you and everything like that, but I got to pay you to help promote you and shit. Like, nah, bitch.
Hell no.
You got me seriously fucked up, but it's like, but this is what I mean. I mean, I look at that and I just mean, and what I go on to say past that is that bitches just don't need to be so full of themselves nowadays. That's the thing. It's a humbleness. This is where the world's changing. This is where things are being different. It's like you may have the power, you may have the money, you may have your own job, may pay. Like I said it in my song, you may have all that shit going good for you. But if your mind ain't there, or if you still doing dumb shit, or, you know, presenting yourself in dumb ways or doing dumb things or things like that, then you ain't no better than the bitch that don't got no money and doing that shit. That's, you know what I mean? For me, it's all about where your mind is, where your actions are, how you carry yourself and what you do. You can tell me anything. You can post up anything on Facebook. You can put up whatever picture you want on Instagram. You can send out whatever emails you want to. You know what I mean? But when you face-to-face with somebody and dealing with somebody and hanging out with people and everything like that, you see the type of person that they are.
Right.
They can't hide that. You can't hide how people naturally act, especially when they interact with other people, because, you know, people are just natural in certain cases.
Right.
I mean, there's been so many stories, and I've had girls be clowning me, like, not clowning me, but I've heard girls clowning, like niggas post up shit on these pages, but then girls that actually know them and know they don't got that shit be busting them out and everything like that, or be telling me, like, it's like, why even put yourself in that situation? Hold on real quick, y'all. I'm sorry. Shout out to 661. See, I stepped away from the computer. Got a caller coming in. Hold on, y'all. See if I can jack this person in real quick. You can do it. No, you can do it. Come on. Well, well, I'm going to continue talking while I try to get this person. Now, I'll let you know if I get you in 661. Hold on a second. But yeah, that bitch just pissed me off right there because it's like certain connections, if you throw money out there first, or if all you're worried about is money, or if that's just your number, like I said, we all want money. We all need to get money. Don't get it twisted like that. But you, if you get what I'm saying, it's like the old saying, all money ain't good money, and you shouldn't let money fuck up certain things.
Right.
You know what I mean? It's like, It's like even with my man Shamar right here. If it was about money from jump, we would have never clicked up on the radio show. I would have never played I'm That Guy or whatever and watched all the shit that's been going on for my nigga since then to where he's at now. You know what I mean? It's all about the money comes. If you do the right thing, if you do right by yourself, because that's for me, and I say it all the time, you ain't never got to pay me for a verse, ever. You know what I mean? Especially at least where I'm at right now. Now, if I get signed or whatever, something like that, and you got to pay my label for one of my verses or something like that or whatever, then that's something else different. As far as I go, I love music. I like being on, I like hearing different beats like the one I did for Ashton Martin, the Ruck. That beat killed it. And I love doing beats from other people, different states and everything like that because everybody's different, you know, especially real people coming shit real differently and then you put it all together and it just sounds good. I like that. But it's like that people don't realize that certain connections are not made based on money.
Right.
You could blow something trying to be only focused on money. You could blow an opportunity, and that can go either way. I just want to be heard. I'll be on as many tracks as I want to. You need 16 for your shit, I'm going to smash that shit. Just don't get mad if I smash that shit. That's all. You ever been in that situation? Let me ask. All right, because I got the take off right here. You ever have somebody want you to feature on their shit and you smash their shit and then the song just never comes out because they don't want to put you out there because you sound better than they do?
All the time.
Man, they be hating out here in L.A. on that shit, man, because there's a lot of tracks that there are a lot of tracks out there that got the dagger on them that will probably never hear the day of light because they either took me off or, you know, they just didn't want to be, you know, outshined or something like that. But it's like, don't. They don't matter. Like, it's still a good, yeah, I don't know, man. I'm frustrated. I'm sorry, I frustrated myself. I got to gather myself. Because it doesn't make sense. The one pet peeve I got about a lot of shit, or just across the board period, which is damn near everything, is if it doesn't make sense, that's what bothers me. But people keep telling me that throughout life, shit's just not going to make sense. But I'm sorry. If you break shit down far enough or if you get to a certain level, depending on what the situation is and who you're dealing with, whatever, everything, I believe that more than anything. Everything does happen for a reason. Whether you want to admit to what that reason is or you want to act like that's not the reason or whatever, then that's your business. But there is a reason that shit happens.
Exactly.
And you know, there's always a reason. If you want to ignore it, if you want to turn your back on it, if you want to lie about it or whatever, that's something else. But there is a reason. So all that I don't know or whatever type shit, people miss me with that shit, man. You know what the fuck you're doing. You know what the fuck you're thinking. Like, miss me. It's just dumb. And that's just my biggest pet peeve with just people. I can't stand stupidity. And when people try to play you like you dumb, like, are you serious?
Right.
You know, like, don't. Okay, you might want to be dumb about what you doing or whatever, that's fine. But don't talk to me or come over here like I'm the dumb motherfucker. Like, I'm not seeing what's going on and, like, my eyes don't work and shit. Like, or you try to bust somebody out or call somebody out on something that they doing and they looking at you like you the wrong one. It's like, man, I'm just standing here looking at you doing what the fuck you doing.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, but you get mad at me and then they get mad at you for speaking the truth on them, which is exactly why I keep my mouth shut. I do that more so than often, but people be getting mad at me because they be looking at me, why are you always so quiet? Why you ain't got nothing to say or whatever? People don't like what I got to say, homie, because you know what I mean? When people do something stupid, my first reaction is to tell a nigga that was stupid. You know what I mean? Like, that's my first reaction.
Hey, you going to speak what's on your mind.
And exactly, which is exactly why I do this show, because right here, this is why I do this show, this is why I do Bang Out Ready, because right here, can't nobody tell me shit. I'm going to say what I want, say how I feel, get it off my chest or whatever. I can't do this with people because people can't handle this shit because they trapped in whatever world that they're in. And I'm not even about to sit here and say I'm always right, I'm always perfect, I'm not even about to say that, but I make sense. I know I make sense. I know I don't do dumb shit, you know, unless I choose to do dumb shit, but I know it's dumb before I do it, you know what I mean? Then I just choose to do it anyway.
Right.
But I know that it's fucking stupid.
But
you know what I mean? But these people out here that just walking around and everything like they just perfect at everything like that is doing the most crazy. You ever see somebody doing the most fucked up shit, but they're the most confident person in the world?
Right.
And it's like, Hey, where did all this false confidence come from and shit? Where did all this, who's been lying to you? Who's been in your ear? And this is what I mean, people, this is where shit is fucked up. And with Valentine's Day coming up, this is the most head pumped up day of the year for bitches.
Exactly.
This is too, but it's the most pumped up.
They go out bragging. Oh, my man about to give me this, that, the other, and da-da-da. Oh, girl, girl, look what he got me. Get a whole bunch of flowers. That's their brag day. But what they don't realize is that that's the day that every man take out of the day, one day out of a whole year that a man is paying, really paying, for the cuckoo.
Really true. Really low-key kind of true. Hold on, wait, real quick. We got my 661 caller. Okay, so after 661-9978, you got Dagger and Queen. What it do? Sorry, it took a little while.
Hey, what's good? This is Topaz, man.
Oh, the boss lady. Hold on.
What's the
hell?
I can say, Dagger. You
yes,
already
ma'am.
Know Bang Out Radio, boss lady, Topaz. I see you've been holding it down for me.
Got to, boss lady, got to. Everybody's excited, man. Next Friday, hey, see, the boss is here. Boss, tell him about how turned up this shit is about to be next Friday. We've been all over here about Friday.
Well, of course, everybody, of course, those that do not know me, Topaz of Shay, of course, I started Bang Out Radio. Oh, wow, for 2 years now. It's crazy. I've been, you know, doing some other things. Dagger been holding down for me, you feel me? I'll be back, though. I will be back. Trust and believe that. I have my model and agency, XMB. We got the 1 year anniversary for that.
Baby.
It's going to be bananas in Vegas. You feel me? So, yeah, it's good.
Say, boss. Hey, it's good to hear your voice. It's good to hear your voice, boss. Hey, man, every night, good to hear you back on Bang Out Radio and everything. Like, but it's always good.
Hey, I ain't never left.
You ain't never left. But you know, people miss the voice. I know I miss the voice, but it's great though because it also lets me know that I'm still doing something right. Because you know, in any other case, in any other job or whatever, you know, I'd be wanting to avoid the boss. Because when you know you talk to the boss, that means you're doing something wrong. See, the boss didn't let me operate. That means I'm doing something right. Like,
right. You doing it. I see you. You keeping it alive, of course. I will be back. On Bang Out Radio, you feel me? With your girl Topaz Lachey, of course. I don't know. Probably Tuesdays or, I don't know, Saturdays or, you know, whatever. But I'm going to be back. We're going to have the XMB night, of course.
Uh-oh.
I'm bringing the models to Bang Out Radio.
Ooh.
So it's nothing.
You need to have them holler at me, Topaz. I need some beauty. Listen, can we do an XMB Ink the Models like Beauty of the Week for 2 weeks? We can do it for the whole month of March, you know what I mean, or whatever. But while you get back, I'll talk to them if you would like. You know, that's cool.
Because
I tell you, I need a picture with each and every one of them on Friday. I'm getting a picture with all of them. I want a picture with all of them. I'll try to be tagged all over everybody's shit.
So who do we have on air with you? I mean, you know, I hear everybody on there. I'm like, what the hell? When he gonna answer this line? You feel me?
No, we got my co-host Queen V, who's been helping me out right here on Wednesday nights every night for a little while now, and definitely bringing some female flavor over here on West Coast Wednesdays because I couldn't do it all by myself. And that female opinion,
aww,
you know, is always valued over here on Hump Nights because you know I can get real crazy. Then we got MIA hanging out with us tonight. MIA's in the building. She checks in as very often, very loyal, faithful listener of Bang Out Radio, the helpful supporter of the show. And then
mm-hmm.
we got my man Ashton Martin and the Takeoff Cartel.
How can
out there
I not
turned
forget
up
about
right now
him?
Hanging out with us. There's a whole squad over there all on one phone. So
can't forget about Ashton Martin. He's been supporting Bang Out Radio when I was on the air. You feel me?
Yes,
so.
Sir.
That's what it is.
Well, let me ask the boss lady real quick, boss lady. What's Valentine's Day to you, boss? Is it just another day, or is it just all work? Or what's Valentine's Day to you?
Well, you already know the answer for me. I mean, it's always all work. Grind hard. You feel me? So I can play later. But, you know, Valentine's Day is made for, you know, two people. I mean, sometimes it's not made for what it's meant to be. But people just, you know, just go with the flow sometimes. But the people that's really, really, like, together in a relationship, they treasure that, you know, every year, so.
Okay. Well, I'm on anti-Valentine's Day personally, but that's just me. You know, I'm tainted, so that's just how I feel. But, man,
But yeah, you already might have to check in. I've been following you. Feel me? Like I said, I will be back.
We will be waiting, boss lady. But definitely, but we got about 5 minutes. Go ahead, boss lady. Let again, for those that may not know, of course, I don't know who doesn't know Topaz Ashay at this point, but let people know they can get at you, where they can find you.
That's a lot of places.
I guess the top ones. And then also give people the address and everything for gift for the party on Friday, because like I said, we trying to get everybody out there to Vegas.
Well, if you guys already in Vegas, the listeners, of course, I got a couple listeners that's listening. It's 5150 Casino Lounge. It's off Spring Mountain in Decatur. I will post it on my wall, my Facebook. I have a couple Facebook pages, facebook.com/TopazLachey or facebook.com/XMBModelsVegasCali, of course. And also Twitter, XMB Models, at Twitter and Instagram.
I said, if y'all checked out these XMB inked up models, man, Topaz,
We didn't came alone. Woo, I mean, it's been some things. So yeah, it's been good. We also got a U.S. tour that we're going on. We also got invited to go to Europe. That's what I'm really excited about, to actually brand my agency out there. We also expanded to New York and Atlanta. We also got a couple fashion shows out there. So you already know I got to bring our radio out there too.
Y'all know you come to Cali, it's on. I've been waiting for y'all to do something in L.A. all day so I can have the whole city at that motherfucker. You already know.
Oh, yeah, of course. I'm going to actually do something out there after this event. So, And I really appreciate it, Dagger. You dig? We in there and all your supporters that have been actually on air with you supporting Bang Out Radio. We ain't going nowhere. You feel me?
No, we not. Bang Out Radio, Reality Radio. I keep telling people we all in this together, from you, Topaz, to even like somebody, whoever's just over there listening, no matter where talk or whatever.
Yes.
But we all here for the same thing, and we all just try to push forward to make it happen.
Because you feel me? Bang Out Radio been, you know, it's been some years. I mean, it's crazy. Since I first started my radio station with just me, you know, and this. And then having other co-hosts, and then, you know, it's just crazy bananas, and I'm liking, you know, where it's at today. So.
Yeah, it's crazy, and the people are liking it too, boss. Like I said, I don't know if you look at the numbers, they up to 7,
hey,
eight,
we got over,
nine,
I see the numbers. I've been watching.
Like I said, I'm not going to talk about nobody else's radio stations or whatever else is going on out there. I'm not going to talk about them, but Bang Out is where it's
radio.
At. I'm sorry.
We'll be back, everybody. We got XMB Night, of course, Topaz. But see, I'm actually going to do Tuesdays, air it out Tuesday, where you feel me? You can come on in and talk about what you want to talk about. You got to get something off your chest. It's called Air It Out Tuesday with your girl, Topaz Lachey, and I'm gone. All right, Dagger.
All right, Ma. Thank you for checking in, boss lady. Take off cartel. Man, let's do the final roll call, and I want y'all to, like I said, give you shout-outs, anything like that, and I also want to make sure y'all send out y'all links, Twitters, or wherever y'all want people to follow y'all, all right? Let's pass it around one more time before we get up out of here.
Well, starting right here, this is Rio. I want y'all to come follow me at Rio, the King Arthur, on my Facebook. I ain't got no Twitter, but a shout-out to D-Town, Detroit, 313, Southwest, Westside, all day.
This your boy Breezy 247. Just hit me up on Twitter at KBreezy 247. That's KBreezy 247.
There it is. All right.
Hey, this your boy Cushingham, you know, producer for Take Off the Cartel. You can follow me at Twitter/Cushingham.com. You know, take off.
Take off.
Oh, yeah.
And there he is, the man, the captain.
Ashton Martin, take out, man. You know what I'm saying? Everybody know me. Y'all can follow me, man, at Ashton Martin 313 on Twitter. You know what I'm saying? All the bad bitches, make sure that y'all goddamn hit me up on my Facebook. You know what I'm saying? Let me fantasize over your sexy ass pictures. I want to see thick girls, skinny girls, tall girls, or midget girls. I don't give a damn. I'm just saying, hey. You could be white girl, yellow girl. I don't give a damn. You know what I'm saying? Hit me up on my Facebook, facebook.com/TheRealEdgeTomorrow. You know what I'm saying? And I just want to shout out, man, everybody that's been down with the Take Our Cartel movement since day one. You know what I'm saying? I just guarantee it's going to be on a lot of success, man. You feel me? Edge Tomorrow's single, I'm That Guy. Video will be releasing tomorrow. So make sure that y'all got down, tune in on my Facebook, on my Twitter, and you'll see it.
Sir, Ash Mar, man, take off. Good looking out, man. Take off, Cartel. Y'all know we've been following y'all from jump, and keep looking forward to hearing all the good news, and y'all keep rising up, man. We love y'all over here on Bang Out Radio.
Appreciate it, man. We love y'all, too.
For sure, man. Holler to you later, man. Take off. Check in with your boy at any time. You already know.
Oh.
M.I.A., shout out you want to give out real quick and let people know where they can find you and everything.
Mm-hmm.
M.I.A.?
My bad. I'm tripping. yeah, catch me on Facebook, Me and So Real, Instagram, Me and So Real. I do it. I do everything. Suck it. BLAG, Boss Fly, shout out to you, everybody who's doing that shit. Ashton Martin, I see you out there doing your thing, take off. Yeah, we just getting it official. We own. You feel me? Shout out to my bro, Arsenal. Shout out to James Wade, my nigga. I was smoking in the high with that nigga. I didn't even know who he was, but yeah. Get it popping. We own. Shit. Fuck it.
For the show. And of course, last but not least, my lovely co host, Miss Queen V.
Shout out to anybody fucking with Bang Out Radio. I appreciate y'all. Shout out to everybody who sent me music this week. I really got a whole shitload of music, and I really, every other day I had to check my email, and I was so excited to turn around and get music. I was really excited, so I appreciate y'all for that shit. Let's see. I might be bitter in about an hour. So I might be bitter in about an hour, but happy Valentine's Day to everybody who is really out there really celebrating some real love shit. I know it. I hope that I have what y'all have one motherfucking day, okay? I'm not okay. I hope that I have that shit one damn day, okay? Anyway, yeah, y'all, you guys can follow me on twitter.com/CaliQueen. That's Queen with a W. Cold World. You guys can hit me up on Facebook.com/ Coley Baby, ColeyBby. You guys can send me your music at QueenVBEE1991@gmail.com. Yeah, y'all talk
back. Oh. Yeah. And of course, y'all, Dagger, LA West Coast all day, Bang Out Radio, and just like I said, I want y'all to sit out there. I want y'all to listen to me, but again, don't listen to me. I know it's weird, but again, just like my co-host was saying, look, if you really out there on some real like love shit, if you really got somebody that's really special to you, that you really enjoy the company, there's no problems, no issues, no beef, no outside influences fucking with y'all got going on. You know, you got something really beautiful and can't nobody stand in the way of that shit, then do whatever you got to do to make that shit last and hold on to it, all right? Because trust me, there's a lot of bullshit. There's a lot of fakeness. There's a lot of lies. There's a lot of distrust, disbelief. What other words? You know, all those. There's a lot of bullshit going on out there, all right? So, again, like I said, on one side, Valentine's Day could be the best thing for some people, some shit. I hear there are a lot of suicides and people get killed on Valentine's Day and shit, too, just on the other end. So it's just like, as far as I stand, like I said, just if you're happy, be happy. If you're not, don't worry about it because, again, it's just another day. You don't need a day to make somebody feel special because if you have somebody special, they're supposed to feel special every day. All right, so. And then not to sound like a chew sucker, fuck Valentine's Day, actually. And like I said, and if you are happy and doing all that lovey-dovey, going out to dinner, da-da-da, this, that, or whatever, keep that shit to yourself, all right? Enjoy the person you with. The whole world don't need to see what the fuck y'all got going on, all right? But we'll see y'all next week right here on West Coast Wednesdays. Hump Nights, of course, with my co-host Queen V. Every Wednesday night, 9 to 11 on Bang Out Radio. I have still yet, I'm sorry y'all to get in on Fuck You Fridays, because again, I'm still scared of Fuck You Fridays. Or I'm scared because there's still like so much, but I gotta do it. I'm going to do it. And again, I'm going to apologize for Monday because I just completely forgot. And I'm not even going to lie to y'all about that. I just forgot. I promised there was going to be a Monday show on Sunday because Sunday was canceled, and then Monday, a whole bunch of bullshit went on Monday. But this Friday, I'm not going to promise, but I'm going to try to get in there on this Friday because I really need to get this stuff off my chest anyway, and maybe I'll feel better, all right? But if definitely not, then we'll see y'all Sunday. Every Sunday, 7 to 9, Slap Sundays at the Triple M Show. Every Monday, 7 to 9, Bang Out Radio, Reality Radio. Thanks again, Boss Lady, Topaz and Shay, for checking in. And then we can't wait to hear you back on the radio airways as well, all right? So, yeah. There it is, y'all. We're going to ride it out with this with my boy, Mr. Pills, and we'll see y'all next week. And every other day, we got a show here on Bang Out Radio. We out. Happy Valentine's Day.
See, right now, I think it's a good time for me to introduce myself. Mike Carter. And see, right now, I want to dedicate this jam right here to all them girls out there that shake their body. Shoe models, strippers, exotic dancers, whatever. Making their way through school, trying to feed their family, man. Alright.
There she was, shaking on the pole, gyrating that body, little music real slow. Man, I can't believe this girl was so, so fine. On a scale from 1 to 10, I'm saying Charlotte was a dime. Didn't waste some time, so I said, what's up, mama? She said, you want to dance, I'm reaching for some love. So I'm down, round, and round, freaking all on me, turn me on. I can't leave until my money's gone. Jiggle, jiggle, all up in my grill. Oh, shizzle, shizzle.